Well, demands for services provided by charities helping the homeless has been on the increase. It's been in the news for some months now, but Focus Ireland, one of the organisations dealing with the issue, says it's dealt with 25% more people last year. The figures confirmed in its annual report at its Cork office. The average number of people visiting each month went from 12 in 2012 to 40 a month by February of last year, and that figure currently stands at 100 per month. Mark Byrne is the Acting Chief Executive of Focus Ireland and is in studio. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
It's pretty obvious that things are bad. We've been reading about it and listening to the issue for some time. Just how bad?
Yeah, I suppose we're launching our annual report today for 2013, and despite the government's commitment to end long-term homelessness by 2016, we're seeing more people than ever before needing our support and needing our services. As you rightly said, last year we supported over 10,000 people, which was a massive 25% increase over the previous year. And there's a number of things, I suppose, driving that. One is we're seeing an unprecedented number of families becoming homeless. In Dublin alone at the moment, we're seeing more than a family every day become homeless. But also we've increased our prevention services to stop people from becoming homeless.
What about that issue of the long-term homeless? Is that something that progress is being made on? In other words, these growing figures, are they more short-term situations?
I suppose, we really welcomed previous Minister for Housing, John O'Sullivan's initiative to set a target to end long-term homelessness. It's absolutely a challenging thing to achieve. We're behind track and progress has been slow. We would urge the new Minister, Paddy Coffey, to deliver on that commitment to end long-term homelessness by 2016. But I suppose fundamentally at the moment we have a housing crisis. We need to secure accommodation to deliver on those aims.
Is 2016 realistic at all?
It's going to be very challenging. At the moment, we've over 90,000 people on a social housing waiting list. To end long-term homelessness, we probably need to deliver between 1,000 and 2,000 units of accommodation for households. But we need government to start taking action and to start taking action now and commence a social housing investment programme to deliver on those homes.
Could very challenging translate into impossible?
Well, I suppose organisations like ourselves will never give up on that. That's what we're here for. Behind all the stats I gave you this morning, there's a real human life story. We've all seen the media reports of families sleeping in cars and real life impact like that. And we'll never stop. So it's going to be absolutely challenging. We'll do everything we can and we'll support government to end long-term homelessness by 2016.
One issue we've heard about is rent and rent supplements quite a lot as being a contributing factor. How big an impact could rent controls have?
Yeah, I suppose Focus Ireland have been calling for rent controls in the sector for a period of time now. As I think most people know, with the housing crisis, rents have shot up by 10, 15, as high as 20% in some locations over the last year or 18 months. And that's actually causing people to become homeless. Without the rent supplement support that people need, taking account of those rent increases, it's actually driving people into homelessness. So we really need rent control in the market and need it quickly.
What's your reaction, so, to the front page story on the Irish Times today? Harry McGee has a story where he's saying that the new Minister for the Environment, Alan Kelly, has ruled out introducing rent controls for now as a response, saying that basically what's needed is an increase of availability of properties.
Yeah, I think it's both. I think we need the extra properties, but we also need to keep people in their homes because of the lack of housing that's out there. And one of the key things to doing that is having a rent-controlled environment, having rent supplements in place that match market rents. So I think keeping people in their homes is a really key part of any
solution. And when you hear the Environment Minister ruling it out for now?
Well, that's disappointing. I haven't read that particular article. It's disappointing. But we work very closely with our partners in government to make sure that we achieve what we need to achieve by 2016.
How important would rent controls be in achieving that?
Well, at the moment, we're seeing more and more people become homeless and at risk of becoming homeless. And I think anything that helps in that vein to control the market so that rents don't soar out of control, it will be a welcome thing, that the problem doesn't become worse before it becomes better.
So do you buy the argument being made by Alan Kelly in the Irish Times today that increasing availability of social houses is enough to deal with spiralling rent?
No, I think it needs to be both.
So you're saying that it needs rent control as well?
As well as increased number of housing units, yes.
All right, Mark Byrne, Acting Chief Executive of Focus Ireland. Thank you for coming into studio this morning.